This review is brought to you by Underbrush, a new thriller by Kevin Carr. There's something in the woods, something worth killing for. Only $2.99 in the Kindle store and free to borrow with Kindle Unlimited.
Wanted for murder. Suspect's name, Brian Mills.
21, he joins the army. At 23, he joins the special forces. He's a trained sniper. An explosives expert. No service record, no discharge record, nothing. This guy right here, he knows how to disappear.
Listen carefully, Kim. Something terrible's happened to your mom.
Dad, what's going on?
Don't trust anyone.
Okay, here's the deal. The third time isn't always a charm. Sometimes it's the nail in the coffin, and Taken 3 is likely just that for the otherwise fun franchise. Rather than keeping the punchy, unique European actioner flavor to the film, Taken 3 moves the story to Los Angeles, where Liam Neeson's character must use his special set of skills to take down the people who killed his wife and framed him for the murder. The biggest sin that Taken 3 commits is becoming a simple humdrum LA-based man-on-the-run story. Luc Besson's influence is felt less, and by adding Forrest Whitaker as a determined detective who won't give up, a role we've seen him do countless times before, we end up with a film that basically becomes everything else. I'm not sure why people keep taking things from Liam Neeson. Personally, I wouldn't take the guy's parking space. But the biggest things taken with Taken 3 are the key elements that make the series enjoyable and memorable. Taken 3 gets 2 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.